There was a man who went to the racetrack to bet on the horses. And as he was looking at each race, he noticed that there was a priest down there near the horses. And before every race, the priest would walk up to where the horses were, and he would bless one of the horses. And believe it or not, every time, that horse won. And this happened 9 races in a row. So the fellow thought to himself, you know, I can make a lot of money here. So he took all his money and waited to see what horse the priest would bless in the last race. He went up to the horse and the priest blessed a particular horse and spent extra time and gave it a special blessing. And the fellow said, I'm going to put all my money on that horse. So the race began. And that horse was leading at first, but then it dropped over dead. After the race, the fellow found the priest and says, Father, I don't understand. For every race, you blessed a particular horse and they all won except the last one. What happened? The priest said, my son, you must not be a Catholic. You don't know the difference between a blessing and the last rites. In today's gospel, we have the Lord picking out a blind man and blessing him, praying over him and doing something very unique. Jesus made some mud paste and he put it on the man's eyes and he blessed him and prayed over him, and it says immediately this man was able to see. And this was unheard of. No one had ever opened the eyes of a man born blind. And this was such a great miracle that the scribes and Pharisees became very concerned and confused about this, because Jesus had worked this miracle on a Sabbath, which should have been a day of rest. And yet, according to them, Jesus broke the Sabbath because he made mud paste. And that's how ridiculous the scribes and Pharisees had become, that they had taken these things like just making some little mud paste and considered it working on the Sabbath. And of course, they were so off track when it came to that. And in fact, you know, Jesus said that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And so the Lord saw this poor fellow suffering and he restored his sight. And Jesus tells us that he himself is the light of the world. And now this blind man could see. This blind man could see the light. The Pharisees had physical sight, and yet they were spiritually blind. They had closed their eyes to Christ. They were in darkness. Even though they were the religious leaders, they were truly spiritually blind and did not accept and acknowledge that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah. When we take a look at today's gospel, some very interesting details. Jesus was just walking by and he saw this man blind from birth. Now the disciples say something very interesting. They say, Rabbi, referring to Jesus as teacher, was it his sin or the sin of his parents that made him blind? And see, that was the mentality back then, 2,000 years ago, especially in the Old Testament among the Jewish people, that if you were blind or deaf or lame or crippled or had leprosy, you must have been a big sinner because you didn't have good health. And if you had good health, you must be very close to God. And Jesus says, no, that's a misunderstanding. So it wasn't because the blind man sinned or because his parents somehow sinned and, you know, it was a punishment. It doesn't work that way. Jesus said, neither he nor his parents sinned. He is blind so that the works of God might be made visible through him. And that's an important lesson on why God allows people to suffer. The reason why God allows suffering is to bring about a greater good. To bring about a greater good, either in this life or perhaps in the next world, in heaven. And Jesus said that he himself is the light of the world. And now this man who had been in darkness his entire life was now going to see the light. And notice how Jesus develops this man's faith. First, he heals him physically, and then he leads him to faith. Just like last week, the woman of Samaria began by calling Jesus, Sir, calling him an ordinary man, And then said he, oh, he was a prophet. And then by the end of it, she and all the townspeople were saying that he is the savior of the world. The same thing happens in today's gospel. He says, some man opened my eyes. And then when the scribes and Pharisees later on say, who was he? He says, oh, he must be a prophet. And then at the end, when Jesus finds him again after he was expelled and kicked out by the religious leaders, he says, I do believe, Lord, and he worshiped him. So he went from seeing Jesus as a man to seeing him as a prophet to seeing him as Lord. So there's some, again, some beautiful things that we can see in today's gospel, that the Lord cared so much about this blind man that he was willing to heal him and restored his sight, not only gave him physical sight, gave him something even greater, spiritual sight, gave him the gift of faith. The scribes and Pharisees, on the other hand, remained in their darkness, remained in their unbelief, and even plotted to take Jesus' life. So at the very end of the gospel, we see that this man now has faith. He says, I do believe that you are the Lord. And it says he worshiped him. So I think what we can take from the gospel is that we ourselves do not want to be in darkness. We want to be in light. We want to believe that Jesus is Lord, believe that Jesus is our Savior, that he is the Messiah, and that we want the light of faith. The light of faith. How do we get the faith? Well, faith is a gift from God, and after he gives us his gift, we want to develop it. We want to exercise it. It's like using a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. So develop your faith, exercise your faith, and use your faith. And we can do this by praying every day to strengthen our faith, by reading the sacred scriptures, the Bible, the good writings and lives of the saints, the catechism, good Catholic books, to strengthen our faith, and then continue to study our faith and to learn our faith. And then, by all means, share your faith. That's why we're so happy that tomorrow we have a guest speaker all the way down from Vermont, my good friend John Donovan. He's going to be speaking on evangelization, how to share your faith to your family, to your fallen away children, to your grandchildren, to people you meet at a bus stop or on an airplane or at the metro or your co-workers. So I really encourage you to come to the talk tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in Farrell Hall. Give the Lord that one special hour tomorrow night and help yourself to be able to share the faith. Our world is so many people in our world today are still living in darkness, living in sin, and the Lord wants us as his followers to be able to share the faith, to evangelize, and to bring them to the light of Christ. God bless you.